Hi there. This is Mina again with another recording. I think I need a disclaimer in front of this one, though. So I'm letting you guys know that there's going to be four characters in this story, two male and two female, and they're all going to play with each other. So if you are not into male-on-male play, this story may not be for you. Okay, thanks. Hi, so I'm going to tell you the story of my New Year's Eve party. And like New Year's Eve parties usually go, I ended up drinking a little bit too much, getting a little bit too loose in my inhibitions, and having a whole lot of fun. So most of my friends had left, and I was sitting on the couch with my friend Sarah, and my two friends, Marcus and Ethan, kind of across from us on the other couch. So it comes to be that I am slowly sliding my hand up Sarah's dress. Looking at two of my friends in the face, Marcus and Ethan, as I start, you know, sliding my hand up there, kind of daring them a little bit, seeing what they're going to do. But I think I need to give you a little bit of background information of how we found ourselves in this position. See, Marcus, Ethan, and I had the pleasure of having a three-way on a couple of occasions before this, and my friend Ethan was adamant that he was not going to play with Marcus, no matter what. He wasn't going to touch him. He wasn't going to touch his cock. He just wasn't going to go there. He wasn't attracted to it. He wasn't interested in it. I thought maybe I could get him to. See, my friend Marcus is a large, tall, big black man with a large, tall, and big cock. It's nice. It's delicious. I love it. Mind you, my friend Ethan's no slouch. He's an athletic man, tall as well, probably about 6'2" or so, with a nice curved cock. It's beautiful. I love it. I don't know why I'm so fascinated with their cocks, but I am. Anyhow, on several occasions, Marcus has tried to get Ethan to suck on his cock a little bit, but he would never do it. So here I was scheming, trying to use my friend Sarah to see if maybe I could get these two boys to play with each other. So Sarah and I start making out on the couch, start sliding my hand underneath her skirt, over her pussy, looking at the boys. I start licking her ear and flicking it and biting her neck. Just basically teasing the boys for a while. And they are excited to see us play, let me tell you. So then I kind of crouch down, down on the couch, on the floor, so to speak, and I'm looking up at Sarah, and I start to hike her skirt up further, higher up, so that it's around her waist. And I bury my nose and my face and my mouth between her legs. She's still wearing her panties right now, so I'm just kind of pressing it up against her. I don't even take off her panties. I just kind of move them to the side and start licking her clit a little bit, sucking on it. And she kind of throws her head back, relaxes on the couch, and starts moaning and panting a little bit for me. Looking up at her, she fucking looks hot. And so then I kind of hook my hands, my fingers around her panties and yank them down. I let the boys kind of see her wet pussy for a little bit. I fling the panties at them. I guess for a little token or whatnot. And then I kind of sit beside her and start playing with her pussy. Kind of spreading it out a little bit. Sliding my finger in between her slit. You know, flicking her clit. And I start sucking on her neck a little bit more. Biting her neck and her ears. And I'm still kind of playing with their pussy for the boys, kind of showing her off. And I look at them. And they're halfway undressed, I mean. Their pants are open. Marcus is kind of stroking his cock over his boxers. And Ethan has his cock out, starting to stroke it slowly. I'm positive Ethan thinks that he's about to play with us, so he is gung-ho to do this. So I kind of calm Ethan down for a second. I tell him, stay. You can only watch for right now. I know that if I want these boys to play with each other, I'm going to have to work this girl good. You know, I'm going to have to work this one. So then I pull Sarah on my lap, and I sit behind her and push her dress off of her shoulders so that her dress is pretty much just around her waist. And they start playing with their titties. She's not wearing a bra. Her dress doesn't allow for one. And I start playing with them, pinching them, slapping them a little bit. But I'm behind her. She's in between my legs, and we're both facing the boys. And then they're stroking their cocks. They're looking at us. I have both of my hands around Sarah now. One on her titty, and one kind of on her clit. And I'm stroking her, and pinching her, and flicking her clit at the same time. And she's getting wet. She's enjoying this, being the object of our attention, so to speak. Then I bend her over the couch so that she's facing away from the boys and start finger-fucking her good. I mean, finger-fucking her good. She's making all sorts of wet, sloshy sounds for us because she's soaked. So then I start to tease the guys. I'm like, you want to play with this? Do you want to slide your cock into this one? Nice, tight, wet hole here. Do you think you could shove your cock in here? And I start adding another finger and twisting it around inside her, hooking it, making her kind of moan a little bit louder. And they're stroking their cocks by now. And I'm fingering her hard. And I was like, you think you could do this? You think you could fuck her hard like this, like I am? And then I take out my fingers and I kind of walk it to her little asshole. And I start teasing it, swirling it around her little entrance of her ass. And I was like, and what about here? Do you guys think you're man enough to slide your cock in here? And as I do that, I take two of my fingers and shove them in her. Hard. And she moans, squeals, groans at that. I don't know. What do you want to call the sound? Oh. But they're fucking getting turned on. And then, as I'm teasing her, I pull my hands out of her a little bit. Kind of keep them on her ass. And I look straight at Ethan. And I say, if you want to play with us, you're going to have to play with each other first. So I want you to think really long and hard about that. Do you want to suck his cock, Ethan? If you want to slide your cock into this wet hole and then play with her, swish her around for a little bit, or into my wet hole, you're going to have to suck his cock. And then Marcus turns to Ethan and straight up asks him, will you be grateful if I let you suck on my cock? And I about cream right there. I'm not lying to you. I was like, oh, fuck. So then we're kind of waiting on Ethan to see what he's going to say. And he doesn't say anything, but he does something. He gets on his knees in front of Marcus. He takes his hands, starts to undo his zipper. And my eyes and our eyes are fucking glued to him. And he takes those pretty pink lips and wraps them around Marcus's cock. Fuck. So Ethan's kind of licking at us when he's wrapping his mouth around Marcus. And slowly, tentatively, kind of starts bobbing up and down, licking his head, taking a little bit more of his cock. Like I said, Marcus is a big guy. It's kind of hard to take all of his cock. So he's kind of going up and down a little bit, but he's looking at us sideways. So I was like, well, I have to put on a show for him. And so I laid down Sarah right beside Marcus, and I start licking her sweet little pussy. I'm kind of burying my nose in there, shaking my head back and forth, licking up and down, just making it really sloppy and really wet so he can see. So he still has his mouth around Marcus's cock, but he kind of can see us play out of the corner. Every once in a while, he stops and stares at us and takes a little bit more of it. Then I feel like being nice and I tell Sarah to go suck on his cock, go suck on Ethan's cock, while he's attempting to take Marcus's big fucking black cock in his mouth. And I decide to help him a little bit. I grab the back of his head, start to slowly slide him all the way down. And when he starts to gag a little bit, I just kind of hold him there for a second and pull him back up. And I start to slowly, eventually, get to face-fucking him with Marcus's cock. And oh, fuck, he looks so good doing that. Marcus is calling him a good boy. A good little cocksucker. So then I start to tease him, too. I start to call him a little fucking cocksucker. A bad little fucking whore. A slut for his cock. And as I'm doing that, I'm kind of face-fucking him a little bit harder. Grabbing his hair, tangling my fingers in his hair, and shaking him back and forth. Fuck. He looks so fucking good taking that cock. And the contrast between, like, Ethan's white skin and Marcus's black cock. Oh, fuck, it's just so hot. God, I'm getting really, really hot, and I need something. I need something in my pussy. So then I tell Marcus to lay down. So that Ethan can still be in between his legs. And Sarah could still be sucking Ethan, but I need to sit on his face. I need to sit on Marcus's face. I need a fucking tongue in me or something. So I do that. I sit on his face, facing Ethan. And I get front row fucking center seats to watch him take his cock. Oh, and I'm grinding my pussy. I'm grinding my pussy on Marcus's face. Fuck. And he's doing a fucking awesome job of licking me. Then I start, like, rocking my hips so that my ass is on his mouth, too, and then rocking it in front of my pussy. Back and forth, so he starts licking my ass. Oh, fuck, he can lick ass. He starts licking my ass and pussy, and it gets to the point that I can't even tell which one he's going after. It's just one and the other, and I'm still looking down at Ethan fucking sucking Marcus's cock, and he's getting pretty good at it now. He's not really deep-throating him, but he is, how can I explain, he's making out with his cock is what he's doing. He is getting sloppy, and he is making out with his cock, and it's fucking hot. And I'm looking at Ethan's white little pink lips just wrapped around Marcus's cock, and I just want it. I want it too. So, reluctantly, I climb off of Marcus's face, and I go down to where Ethan is, and I start to share Marcus's cock with him. I start to lick the side, and he licks the other side. And I guess what we're doing is kind of making out around his cock, yeah. Wet tongues everywhere. Him from one side, me from the other side. We kind of meet at the top and then go back down and suck it back to the top again and flick our tongues over his head and then go back down. And for a little bit I start kissing Ethan over the top of his cock. Having Ethan just so close to me, just his face right there, and Marcus's cock right there, I am beyond wet. I am excited as fuck, and I'm beyond wet. And then Sarah, bless her, must have gotten off of Ethan's cock, because all of a sudden she's behind me with my dildo. And she slides that fucking dildo into my sopping wet pussy. Fucking, let me tell you, my friends, it is all I can do not to come from her just sliding it in me. Oh, fuck. Because I'm still there. Oh. Helping Ethan suck some cock. Oh. Sarah's fucking me from behind. Oh, God. She's not just fucking me. She's kind of licking and fucking me. She's kind of grabbing my clit and then fucking me with the dildo. and I'm sucking cock, or at least helping suck cock. Oh, with my friend Ethan, and it's, oh, fuck, so fucking hot. Oh, so fucking hot. Oh, God. Oh, wow. What next? Oh, well, we did this for a while. Oh, God. And I was just as wet, if not more, than I am right now. Oh, God. Okay. And I think I came. I did. I came right about now. Because I don't think I could handle that for very much longer. Okay, but I'm not going to come right now. I'm going to calm down. Calm down. Oh. Okay. And after that, after that, I took this very, very wet dildo behind Ethan. Oh, and I started licking his ass. Not saying anything, but I started licking his fucking ass, getting ready for him ready to take my dildo. Not knowing if he was going to object, but seeing us at his mouth was wrapped around Marcus's cock. He really couldn't say anything. So I'm burying my tongue in his ass. And Sarah's helping to distract him by sucking his cock some more. God. So then I take this dildo. And I put it right at the entrance of his ass. Oh, and I start to push in very slowly. Just until I get the head in. And then I take it back out. And then I start to tease his ass with my fingers. Working one. And then another finger in his ass. I want him to be my fucking little fuck toy so badly. I want him to take my fingers and my dildo, and eventually I want him to take Marcus's cock in his ass. But I'm not going to tell him this. No, 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 no. I'm just going to let him feel it. Oh. So slowly I go from fingering him to fucking him with the head of this toy. It's not too big. I don't think it's anything that he couldn't handle. Oh. I start to fuck him slowly. Oh, I'm not sure how he's going to respond to this, but he fucking loves it. He's like moaning hard at it and kind of bucking back against me and forward onto Sarah's mouth. I can imagine kind of the overload that he's in. He's sucking cock. He's getting his ass fucked, and he's getting his cock sucked. But he's fucking moaning hard. I mean loudly. I mean growling and moaning, you know? And I am fucking his ass. Oh, deep. I'm not doing the beginner shit. I'm just going deep in his ass. Hard. And every once in a while, I pull it out, and I spit on his ass, keeping him well lubed. Oh, fuck. And I am so fucking wet. Oh, but right now I'm trying to... concentrating on him. Trying to get him off. Oh, fuck. Starts fucking him harder. Sarah's really face-fucking his cock by now. And Marcus is doing the same to his mouth. And I'm driving that toy deep into his prostate, hard into his ass. Oh, fuck. And then he pulls He takes Marcus's cock out of his mouth, and he tells me, fuck, I'm gonna come. And I was like, do it, fucking Ethan. I want you to fucking come all over Sarah's fucking face. I want you to give her a fucking facial. I want you to come all over her face. Come on. Be a good boy for me. Come on. Fuck. Fucking come. All over her face. Oh, fucking he does. Oh, he gives Sarah a great fucking facial. Oh, fuck. Sarah's face is totally covered by his cum. Oh, she looks so fucking beautiful. Oh, like that. And I cannot help but go up to Sarah and lick the fucking cum off of her face. I am just so fucking wet and happy and excited. Oh goodness. Anyway, we had a long night that night. Many things happen, but as I see, I've already gone 20 minutes, and I know that my listener doesn't have attention span that I can abuse, so maybe I'll tell you the rest of the story some other time. I don't know how well received this kind of story is going to be. Drop me a line if you like it or not. Thanks. Bye-bye.